This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, folks. Jay Dyer, who's one of the top experts on the New World Order. That might actually matter to people. I mean, this is the ruling system of our earth. Who controls us? We might want to know about them. You go to college for 4 years, for 7 years, for 8 years, for 10 years, to become a PhD, to get a master's, to get a bachelor's. And don't you actually want to know who runs things, what their real system is? That's what we do. And that's why we have value. And by the way, there are a lot of people who have the knowledge how the world really works. They just don't want you to have it, because they want to control you and dominate you and enslave you. And I don't feel good about doing that to you. I don't feel good about screwing you over, so I'm not part of that. And the globalists think I'm this big schmuck. They think I'm this big idiot. They think I'm this big moron. But I understand that if we don't help each other, we're screwed. So the left tells you all day they're helping you, but they're not really helping you. Because they're trying to domesticate you. They're trying to control you. They're trying to obsess you over what color you are or what gender you are in the name of, quote, empowering you. But they're really trying to enslave you. Now, I have a big stack here on the VAERS report, the latest numbers on mass heart attacks, deaths, cancer, 200,000 plus adverse reactions. And this is 1%. Even Harvard estimates that's going to be tomorrow, start of the broadcast. Unless there's, you know, even some bigger story, there probably will be. But we covered articles with documents, with the URLs to major states saying federal mandate says white people don't get medical treatment for COVID-19. That's a big deal. And then other governments under globalist control paying doctors $1,000 to kill their patients. That's real. That's happening. That's going on. This is the normalization of the mass murder, the normalization of not caring about each other. I know they sell somebody that's good in business or already successful. Hey, screw these poor people. But don't you get that those hyper-competitive globalists really want you? The person that has the big company, the person that has the gorgeous wife or husband, the person that's successful. When you get rid of chivalry, our ancestors didn't set up chivalry because they were wimps. They said, men are going to kill men. Leave the women and children alone. And don't break the rules. And wear a uniform that you're in the arena. Isn't that beautiful? You want to kill people? You want to run around and burn stuff down and do all this? Hey, put on a uniform and get in the arena with other groups that want to do that. But don't include children and women. Oh, I'm being anti-feminist. Okay, great, women. Want to put a uniform on and get in the arena? Great. Don't ask us to lower the level of the conflict because you just joined this. So that's where all this is, ladies and gentlemen. This is real. The New World Order is the end of chivalry. And that's barbarism. You can say, oh, it'll create this survival of the fittest. Not with humans. Yeah, with a wolf chasing deer, you can say survival of the fittest. The wolf is the predator and it keeps the deer in line. Humans aren't like that. That's not our course. If we don't build up other humans and empower humans, then God is going to reject us. It's that simple. This is not some situation of survival of the fittest. This is the fittest have to lift up the weakest. Or we'll be destroyed by the weakest. Because evil is organizing the weak to bring down the strong. So you say, well, then just kill them. But you see, once you start that, now your wife, your husband, your daughter, your son isn't up to stuff. They're not up to snuff. So you just go, hey, we're going to kill them now? When's all this killing stop? Well, they say kill them all, let God sort them out. I'm just kind of here as the signpost, so you know where you're at. All right, Jay Dyer, best-selling author, researcher, great patriot, is about to take over right now as we accelerate into 2022 and the most insane year ever. I can tell you 2022 is the game changer. Jay Dyer takes over of Jay's analysis straight ahead. And then in 55 minutes and 5 seconds, Owen Schroyer and the War Room. Stay with us.
Rarely in life you come upon something that is an absolute 360 win. And this is a 360 win situation for everybody that loves liberty, that loves health, that loves being informed, and loves being free. Ladies and gentlemen, when you buy amazing high-quality supplements at InfoWarsStore.com, or you get books or films or water filtration or air filtration, all of that makes you healthier, all of that makes you wiser, and your purchase keeps InfoWars on the air at a time when it's so critical and the world is finally waking up. Help supercharge the Great Awakening even more into the year 2022. Please make the resolution to get Vitamin Mineral Fusion, DNA Force Plus, Ultimate Bone Broth, our great Vitamin D3 product, Winter Sun, and others, at up to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com. It is a 360 win. The only way to fail is if you don't take action. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com now.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Jay Dyer of Jay's Analysis. Today I'm going to be talking about some information that will help us understand how it is that we got to where we are. It's always important to look at the news, and in today's news we have reports of NASA hiring multiple dozens of theologians and writers in different religious traditions to discuss what would be the reaction on the part of the population when they talk about the next big discovery or alien life. Now, NASA has put out these kinds of reports and these kinds of claims for decades. In fact, it goes all the way back into the 1960s when there was a Brookings Report Institute done for NASA. And if you don't know, Brookings is one of the top think tanks out there. They help to craft policy. They help to come up with geopolitical strategies, techniques, as well as the RAND Corporation, which we're going to get to here in a moment. But they talked about the effect that it would have on the public when they announced that there's alien extra biological life. And I believe, as you know, I've covered this many times. We've done multiple segments here in the fourth hour on how I think this is a big scale deception. And one of the reasons I think that is that if you go back to that 1968 Brookings Report Institute discussion of the topic of alien life, they point out, they admit that the Christian religion, quote, would be particularly compromised by the discovery of alien life, since it makes such a deal of the incarnation of Christ in history and historical event, and the knowledge of Christ's passion, ascension, and atonement would then be brought into question. This would be irreconcilable with the doctrine of alien life. And funny, because I covered that in my book multiple years ago, back in Esoteric Hollywood 2, the sequel. And so I was talking about how, you know, Hollywood, the alien movies have been talking about this for so long, and they're really just prepping us for this. And even to my surprise, when that World Economic Forum video came out 4 years ago, 5 years ago, when it was the, you know, 10 things to expect in the next 10 years or 8 things, whatever it was. And they talked about alien life being one of the things that Klaus and his crew said would be to come, said to expect within the time period of 2020 to 2030, alien life, the announcement of alien life. And we've also seen Klaus in different talks talking about synthetic biology. We're going to change you. We're going to be in your body. And my suspicion, this is just my analysis, my theory, is that they will try to tie this into a new origin of myths, a new myth of origins, a new life science origins relating to alien life. And if you read that article there on Western Journal about this whole announcement from NASA, they even go into talking about people from Oxford, people from Cambridge, people from different religious traditions talking about how, oh, maybe it's really what the Jesuit Luciferian Teilhard de Chardin said, a kind of convergence of all the world religions and of all science and religion into one new thing. And Christianity really would have to kind of compromise and fit into this new scenario. That's what the Brookings Report Institute said back in the 60s. So what's in the news today, it was actually in the think tanks, what, 50, 60 years ago. Now, why is that? Why do we have these ideas that are seeded 50, 60 years ago, seeded oftentimes through fiction, through movies especially, and it's propaganda. It's what I've covered in my books, what I cover a lot in terms of culture creation. where does this come from? Why do we have the idea of cultural creation? Well, it's the old ancient world's idea of mythology, right? We have the notion of myths that the poet, that the bard, that the philosopher, the Homer, the storyteller, right? Even Plato told these kinds of myths that were intended to teach the society and train the society to go in a certain direction. Sometimes the myths were true in terms of the principles behind them, the archetypes, in a Carl Jung type of sense. Sometimes the myths are completely fabricated and they're intended to deceive, inveigle, and obfuscate, right, the population and get them to believe the myth of the state, to worship the state as God, etc. So the state has always seen a necessity to having a noble lie, a myth. And today's world, even though we think of it as highly scientific, highly pragmatic, highly, you know, technical, is just as, if not more so, engineered via mythology, via technocratic inducement to belief or religious engineering on the part of social engineers and psychological warfare experts. We've been covering this for a long time. I've covered this in just this last week. I did a whole 2-hour lecture on the totality of MKUltra from all the research and the new stuff that I've uncovered in the last 6 months relating to just how much continues to come out about those projects. Now, when we get to, excuse me, the RAND Corporation, this is, of course, the brainchild of the Air Force. This comes out of people like Curtis LeMay and the idea of creating a giant think tank that could really war game the new world that we're going into. Since we're going into a technocratic future world, they just sort of decree, we're going to need thinkers, we're going to need mathematicians and quants, they were called, that is technocratic mathematics-obsessed spurgs, basically leading us into this new world order. And how could they engineer not just America, but the whole world into this new order? And this is where the social engineering comes into play with changing the American landscape. There's a great book. Alex actually did a documentary many, many years ago interviewing the author of Soldiers of Reason, Alex Abeya, in his classic treatment. Now, this is kind of an establishment okay treatment. It's kind of like we're going to allow this guy in. We're going to let him publish the first sort of public analysis and records analysis of the RAND Corporation from the vantage point of a journalist. So even this sort of whitewashed report is amazing in what it admits, right? Because as we've seen over and over and over in my Global Elites lecture series, when we read the books of these guys, especially in the last 100 years, they really tell us everything. They don't hold anything back. It's all put out there, and, you know, just on the table. They lay down all their cards, and I believe that they do that precisely because it's a kind of a strategy. You could liken it to gaslighting, but you could just say that it's hidden in plain sight to really just condition people and get them used to it. So the Air Force set this up as a kind of post-World War II era Cold War think tank. And the Cold War, as I more and more come to discover and research, was really a managed dialectic. I don't believe everybody in the Cold War was a bad guy. I'm not saying everybody on the you know, espionage level of the Cold War was a bad person or participating in knowingly in a lie. A lot of people were going along with things that they didn't see the full, you know, 50-year projections plans at that time. So they didn't know any better. I had family members who, you know, were Cold War people, and they thought they were really fighting the evil Soviet Empire, and the Soviets were an evil atheist empire. But what has come out in recent decades is that there was a lot of exaggeration of the threats from these foreign enemies, these foreign powers, these foreign power blocks. And that was intentionally hyped up by the CIA, by the OSS, to bring us into a Cold War. And so the Marshall Plan and that kind of stuff, this sort of kicks off the era of the Cold War, which a lot of analysts say is World War III. And you're going to see why the Cold War is so important, because this is where the RAND Corporation really steps into the fore to change the American landscape into something different. And really, you could say that mutually assured destruction, the whole idea of the Cold War, comes out of the RAND Corporation's strategies. And it's not for just winning a battle. It's not for us being the good guys versus the bad guys. It's a long-term strategy to bring in, well, first of all, to change the idea of what America is out of a protectionist, isolationist country that is a production-based economy, literally to turn it into the policeman of the world and into a consumer economy. So we had to undergo decades of bombardment of, guess what, fear. And this is really what Kubrick is lampooning in something like Dr. Strangelove. It's a great example, a satirical approach to how the Cold War took us into the technocracy. That's where we are now. We are in the era of long-term, decades, century-long planning to get us into this technocratic world order that couldn't have happened if we had not had this managed dialectical conflict of thesis, antithesis, synthesis of two materialistic, atheistic power structures and philosophies, that is, Ayn Randian-style capitalism, monopoly capitalism versus Soviet-style communism. And the smashing of these two together is a kind of nuclear explosion leading us into the synthesis in the Hegelian philosophy of dialectics, which is the new third option, which is the technocratic synthesis of these two things. So don't go anywhere. When we get back, we're going to get deep.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish. GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS-certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Jay Dyer of Jay's Analysis. Be sure and support the tip of the spear in the InfoWar by going to the InfoWar store and getting all the supplements that you need, as well as the other DVDs and other materials there that really help fight against the tyranny that is just exploding. But there's also a mass awakening, so there's a lot of positive things that are happening. Now, we were talking about the history of the RAND Corporation, and I was getting to the fact that really the whole Cold War was dreamt up, really engineered by the so-called neocons, as they were. Well, they're neocons, but they're not really conservatives at the RAND Corporation. And the reason I'm going after the neocons here is not because I think that they're, you know, necessarily running everything, although they kind of did eventually get the upper hand and kind of went out. We saw, for example, Obama and people like this really just eventually going into the neocon camp. A lot of people talk about Hillary basically being a neoconservative. And the reason for that is that the original neoconservatives at the time of RAND Corporation, they combined a weird strategy of Trotskyite, neo-Trotsky philosophy of red terror and fear with Leo Strauss's kind of top-down fascist model. So it's a weird mix of terror and fascism, and that's precisely the model RAND is the corporate fascist structure. And I'm saying fascist in the true sense here, not the way that woke people misuse it. The idea of running all of society on the basis of mathematics quantification. This is an old Plato idea. This is, you've heard me talk about this many times in the fourth hour, and that's really what the RAND strategists developed here. And they decided that they could bring into play all of these fear tactics. This is the key that I'm trying to get across here, is that what they mastered was, from red terror, adopting the notion of fear on a mass global scale. And this is what the Cold War was, especially all of the continued pressure of nuclear war, nuclear threats. And you could debate how real that was in terms of what capabilities the Soviet Union really had at the time. But regardless, the nowadays analysis is it's admitted that a lot of this was hyped up. It was exaggerated on the basis of things like NSC 68, which said that we've got to move America into a global strategy of beyond containment and into outright mutually assured destruction, straight up Cold War. And so this occurred, and this really kicked RAND into gear. And amazingly, RAND started talking about what would have to happen to change America into not just a global police force, but a consumerist nation. Move it away from a production economy where production goes to places like China, right? And we become a service-based economy. We become a economy that completely shifts. And it's going to take many, many decades, obviously, for this to have its full effect, which we're in now. We are now in the phases of Great Reset is what the culmination of these old RAND plans were, was to bring us to this fear-based, austerity-based collapse situation where you have a year zero. Where do we get year zero from? Great Reset, right? That comes from the Jacobins. In the French Revolution, the Jacobins, the radical Illuminati faction in the French Revolution, they believed that they could reset all of society. They were original pioneers of a reset. And the idea would be that you could have a totally new system laid over on top of that. And you could even give new holidays, right? Fake made-up holidays like Thermidor and all these weird things that these communists had made up. But they were early predecessors to technocracy. And later people like Auguste Comte, Saint-Simon, philosophers like Giuseppe Mazzini, a lot of these communists were really people who wanted to have a technocratic order. And so a lot of the corporate elite and the banking elite saw commonality there. They believed that they had the same ultimate end goal. So what I'm trying to explain is that although on one level it's true that people that are collectivists, people that are Marxists, that are socialists, are in opposition to their dialectical opponents of the Adam Smith, Ayn Rand, you know, hardcore capitalist models. One thing that Rand noticed was that they would have to smash these two ideas together to produce the result, the synthesis, which is technocracy. And that's where we are. It is so obvious that what we have in today's society is the result of this conflict that was really managed and steered. Again, there was a lot of people who were really fighting each other. There was a lot of real espionage going on between Soviet spies and the CIA and all this kind of stuff. But really, this global conflict had a long-term secret goal. And oddly enough, certain movies actually capture this idea. Believe it or not, not just 2001, which you've seen me deconstruct. I've done many analyses, many even documentary analysis of Kubrick's 2001. There's a sequel that's lesser known, that was lesser popular, that's actually about the very thing I'm talking about today, 2010. And 2010 is not the best movie. It's kind of boring. But where it goes in the philosophy of the film, what Arthur C. Clarke, who was in the circles of these Illuminists and these technocrats, he was actually writing those novels about the very types of plans that I'm talking about, what they had in store for that long-term, 21st century strategy of bringing in the new fourth industrial revolution, the new society. And what that film presents is a world where the Cold War gives rise to the discovery of what? Alien life. And the implementation of technocracy. And at the end of the film, spoiler alert, it's not a big giveaway to spoil this boring movie, but at the end of this boring movie, you have the idea that the AI is basically the aliens, and they're planting life on new planets under the banner of Lucifer. And they talk about themselves as children of the sun, right? We are the children of the sun. And there's these weird prophecies and predictions about going into the planet, into the universe, and planting life on new planets. And so we kind of become our own creators. We're the alien panspermia people who spawn the life on other planets with the aid of the black monolith cube, which is AI, right? I'm not saying all that's necessarily true. I'm just saying that the philosophy of the film and of the novel is precisely that the Luciferian model of technocracy is not just to bring about a world government. It's actually to become post-human. That's the message of the movie. And in 3001, which is the third one, it's actually the full-on transhumanism where they merge with the AI or the alien entities. In that story, aliens are basically AI, so they kind of merge the two. And you could look at something like Childhood's End as well is another example of this. So how are we getting between aliens and technocracy and Cold War? Well, if we go back again to the Rand studies, one thing that they noted was that they could actually further in their plans by scaring the crap out of everyone through the notion of global destruction. So at that time, it was the bomb, it was the Soviet Union, ICBMs, right? That was the global destruction. And then we know, as we get a few decades ahead of this, the Club of Rome comes up with the idea of pollution and the environment being the great threat. If we're all going to die, we're all going to be destroyed. Leonardo DiCaprio and Jennifer Lawrence are in this new movie, Don't Look Up, which is about how the scientists are going to save us, but Earth is actually going to just blow up from a meteor because we don't listen to the science. And there's basically a whole Trump sort of crowd of people that are the people that say, don't look at science. And the whole world gets blown up because nobody listens to science. These are the kind of propaganda strategies that are dreamt up at places like the Rand Corporation. That's what I'm trying to get at. And that movie is precisely about that, right? It's about scaring everybody. And everybody who doesn't listen to science is a dumb Trump supporter and all this kind of stuff. And the irony is that it's actually the opposite. That's usually how propaganda works, is that you do the opposite, right? Don't go anywhere. When we come back, we're going to get deeper into this Rand Corporation secret.
I have come to you countless times over the last 28 years and asked for your support. And you have come through, and you know who you are. And all that work is building towards the crescendo of 2022. I can say without a shadow of a doubt, intellectually, spiritually, and at a gut level, that all hell has already broken loose, and it's about to get 10 times worse. But this is the time that tries men and women's souls. And this is the time when we're going to all see who we really are. So now, More than ever, please spread the word about InfoWars.com and the articles and the videos. And please keep us on the air while you get great products at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com. We have got the best supplements, the best films, the best books, the most informative information, all in one place, thousands of items at InfoWarsStore.com. And it's a win-win because you don't just get great products. You keep the tip of the spear InfoWars on air. You keep that light of liberty burning bright on that hill. Thank you so much for your support. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com, and I'll see you in 2022.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Now, early on in the book, one of the things that Alex Abeya discusses is the Gaither Report and the rise of the technocracy, the military-industrial complex, the very things that everybody knows about from the Eisenhower speech that he warned about. He was warning about the things that were being discussed at the RAND Corporation. And remember, they had known and planned the world government far before the RAND Corporation came into being, right? This goes back to at least the time of the technocrats of the French Revolution and afterwards the French socialist technocrats. And you could argue even further back to just the idea of world empires. But when we notice the strange parallels between what the technocrats were saying back at the time of the RAND Corporation, what we're seeing people like Gates and Klaus Schwab and these people say now publicly, is that it's a common continuity of agenda plan. Going back, the Gaither Report noted that it was time to bring in a global order on the basis of a technocratic AI run basically computerized society. Automation, the very same thing that I showed you in the Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars document the last time we did a fourth hour. Participants in this Gaither report included the Ford Foundation, it included the National Security Council, it included multiple other corporate entities basically getting together and discussing in coordination with the RAND Corporation how to engineer society into this new order, and they literally call it a new world order of a one-party technocratic system worldwide that would eventually merge the United States and the Soviet Union. This is oftentimes called the third way. And this was popular terminology back at the time of Bill Clinton and in the 90s. And I don't think that terminology is really used anymore. But that's really what the end goal was of the Cold War on the part of a lot of these RAND Corporation strategists and as on the part of a lot of the Council on Foreign Relations strategists. In fact, there was a huge heated debate in the CFR back in the day about whether or not they could blend the two together into a new technocratic world government. And again, I'm just pointing out, do you not understand that this is where we are now? These dreams are now being realized. This was not a conspiracy theory. This is a public academic work on the history of the brainchild behind the Cold War, the RAND Corporation. Now, does that mean that everybody that worked there, that everybody in these groups is evil? I'm not saying that, no. And again, this whole system functions on the basis of compartmentalization. And a lot of people in various operations and groups like the military, they don't know what's going on in the big picture. They just think that I'm fighting for Uncle Sam, for the good of the country. You're not. You're ultimately fighting for a super 0.001% technocratic elite who is manipulating you into dying for Pepsi, vaccines, abortion, right? Women's rights in other countries. That's what you're actually dying for, the global technocratic order. And they have at their disposal an army of the woke people who work for them. As I think everybody who listens to this audience actually knows that, right? The woke people are not the real woke people, right? The people that in this audience are the real woke people who are trying to explain what's really going on. And then you have this army of these mobs of what Jacques Attali calls the tip of the spear of transhumanism, right? The transhumanists are the tip of the spear of the New World Order, he says. But the real magic, I guess you could say, of the RAND Corporation was in not just fear, but engineering what they called the cult of the individual. They actually pioneered this idea, and the notion was that if we took the philosophy of the selfish motivations of any individual, what if we maximize that idea for the population? And then got the population into a rabid consumer philosophy for many decades. What effects would that have on the society? And one thing they learned from studying other countries where they run these programs and models, like in Egypt and in Syria under Miles Copeland. Miles Copeland, in his book Game of Nations, talks about when they implemented these strategies of industrialization and Western liberalism and neoliberalism and marketing Hollywood stuff to people, is that the country's population immediately started going down. And so they learned that the more that they pumped in Hollywood, the more they pumped in the stuff, it led to sterilization in the society, both voluntarily and nowadays, non-voluntarily. That's what's going on now, right? So the idea was that if we weaponize, on the one hand, radical atomization on the part of the individual in terms of what they call game theory and rational choice theory, that the individual is always going to choose in their own self-interest. If they push consumerism to the maximum degree, then what that does is that actually fragments and destroys the society. At the same time, they pump in toxic culture. That is the Hollywood, the music industry. Not saying everybody in those industries is bad. I'm just talking about the propaganda element of those areas of society, basically weaponizing the arts in totality. Then what you get is a toxic stew, and that's precisely why the CIA, for example, in the Cold War, went and recruited French philosophers who were deconstructionists. Yes, postmodernists recruited by the CIA to promote, under the guise of the Cold War, abstract art, ugly art, abominable art, because of the psychical effects on the society to break down meaning, the destruction of meaning, deconstructionism, critical theory. These are all real strategies and plans and schools of thought. That they're not made of, they're not conspiracy theory. I went to a normal, regular university and I studied these people. Horkheimer, Adorno, Habermas, these are real critical theorists who talk about deconstructing society. Now, they were a branch of Marxists. They're not Soviet bloc Marxists. They're a branch of Marxists called critical theorists. They were brought over by the OSS to help America win the war against the fascists and then win the Cold War. And how were they doing this? Through things like the Congress of Cultural Freedom, where the CIA spent all of this money funding the notion of abstract, degenerate, awful, garbage art and architecture. Why? To supposedly promote, quote, freedom, but all it does is have the opposite effect of destroying and degrading the society. And they were arguing, well, we have to do this. And this is all, again, the brainchild of people like the RAND Corporation, the CIA, the OSS, the think tanks, the Brookings Institute, the Carnegie Endowment, the Ford Foundation. It's all the same people. And it's all in this book. It's all admitted openly that, yes, they had this plan, that we have to change America radically so that, now at that time, the myth, the lie was so that America can win the Cold War, so that we can. And who was also another big figure in this? Brzezinski, Kissinger. We got to win the Cold War. The same people who are saying that they don't care about America. They're not loyal to any nation. They're internationalists. They don't care about America winning some Cold War. They want the technocratic world government. Brzezinski wrote the book, Between Two Ages, The Technocratic Era. You think he cared about America? The whole book is about that. He doesn't care about America. America is intended to, like a snake, shed its skin and turn into this engine to bring in the New World Order. Now, I'm not saying that America's bad. There's a lot of great people in America. America's founding documents and ideology have a lot of great plans and strategies, a lot of rights of the individual, a lot of rule of law. These are all great things. But what I'm saying is that these people transitioned America into something else. And what we're going through in this country, especially in the last few years, is the battle to not become and turn into that, this global technocratic engine of the New World Order. And that's the battle that's being fought right now in this country. We are in the midst of the very thing that was planned decades and decades and decades ago. And the reason I keep harping on the old documents and 50, 60 years ago stuff is because we can't understand what we're fighting and how to fight it until we understand how we got here and what we're actually up against. And a lot of people might find this, disheartening or, oh, well, we can't beat that. It's too much. All you have to do is recognize that it's a bunch of lies and it's a plan. That's it. That's number one. Once you see this, the fear, the same fear that was being pumped out nonstop in the Cold War is the fear that's being pumped out to you right now with all the lies about the CUFID and all this nonsense. It's the exact same psychological strategy of fear. Fear, 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 fear. But what was the Cold War? Fear, 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 fear. Get under your desk when the nuke goes. Being under a desk isn't going to stop you if nukes are going off. Right? Supposedly. This is nonsense. It's crazy. Your desk is going to burn up, dude. You're not going to be safe underneath your desk. So there's not a global pandemic that's going to kill you. It's fraud.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
ExtendoVite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking ExtendoVite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered ExtendoVite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you'd like to support my work, you can go to my website, jaysanalysis.com, and you can subscribe to get access to the lectures, to multiple years of me analyzing these big, fat, boring global elite books. We've done, I don't know, 50, 60 of them now to date. One of them is, of course, the classic Alex Avea book, Rand Corporation. And you can also get signed copies of my books where I make this kind of accessible to people through an analysis of film, because one thing that Avea mentions in many places in his book is the fact that the Rand Corporation consulted and worked with a lot of directors, producers, a lot of Hollywood people to help put nuclear war, Cold War themes throughout Hollywood movies. And what this did was amp up the fear. So where did they get this idea? Well, because again, a lot of the people in this model are familiar with terror, red terror, and using that as a strategy for social engineering. So I mentioned the Gaither Report and the military-industrial complex, and I mentioned the many corporate heads that were there at this committee meeting to discuss how to scare the crap out of everybody and how to make the notion of a global cataclysm acceptable so that everybody would just do whatever they're told, right? So, oh, look at the pictures of the house blowing up. If you don't do what we tell you, everything's just going to be a pile of ashes. And they put out all these movies. There was countless nuclear age atomic movies. There was The Day After, which scared the crap out of a TV movie. I think Steve Guttenberg's in it. It's pretty hilarious if you go watch it now. I recommend going and watching The Day After, because you watch it now, this is so obviously propaganda, which I think Reagan actually had a hand in saying we need to put out movies like The Day After. It might have been right before Reagan, I don't remember, early early 80s, maybe 82 is when that came out. But that was actually a propaganda film, part of an example of the kinds of things that I'm talking about. It was very popular. Where the Rockefeller Foundation, by the way, was also involved in this ran at NSC 68, which was the idea of we got to absorb, or we got just to kick this nuclear war off with, the Cold War off with this massive global fear campaign. Now, multiple examples of this have popped up. Obviously, any world war has an element, right? World War One, World War Two has an element of global threat. But Abeya notes that what was unique to the nuclear threat and the idea of anybody, any nation state getting a hold of nukes and being a rogue state was itself, under Bernard Baruch at the United Nations, a plan for global government and global policing. That's in Quigley as well. Quigley has a whole section, a whole chapter on that. And so the problem with the nuclear threat thing is that that's the justification back in the 50s, 60s, 70s for, oh, we've got to have the global government because Kim Jong-un, because Putin, anybody could just set off nukes, right? Everybody can just get nukes and set them off. So, oh, we got to have a global government, right? And what was the basis of it? Videos of houses being mowed over by nuclear bombs, supposedly H-bombs, whatever. And that scared everybody. All of the schools, all of the boomers being told, get under your desk. Stop, drop, and roll under your desk, because when the nuke comes, like, it's just so hilarious. That it's like, it's not going to do anything. That was on purpose. They were doing those things in the schools. They actually funded as well. Rand Corporation came up with the idea of getting everybody to buy fallout shelters, because this would further the myth of scaring people. I'm not saying it's bad to have an emergency shelter. I'm just saying that they promoted this idea to scare the crap out of everybody. Now, how does that relate to now? Well, go back to the mid to late 80s, and there was a new global campaign that started emerging. And there's a famous person that's in the news every day today that you might not know about was involved in that global fear campaign. It's called the AIDS crisis. And Dr. Fauci was involved in studying, going around to bathhouses and researching the AIDS pandemic and how this scared people and how to get people to adopt medical ideology on the basis of fear campaigns. Can you not figure out what's happening? I mean, exactly what we saw there is being used now. Global fear campaign on the basis of, 3 years of this now? Little Kufid has just turned three. So, we have a troublesome toddler here, the terrible threes. COVID is now 3 years old. And it's really just an analog to not just the fears of the Cold War, the psychological warfare strategy of global fear, just like we see with the Green Agenda, the global fear behind pollution and overpopulation that the Club of Rome comes up with, the First Global Revolution, that's still being rammed through constantly. In fact, they even tied COVID and the lockdowns into that because, oh, look at the Earth has healed. Mama Earth, Mammy Earth has healed through the global lockdowns. Now the birds are out. The fish are swimming again because of evil humans being locked down. And now they're pushing for climate lockdowns. And now what's in the news again, connections between COVID and AIDS, the autoimmune deficiency problems, the ADE problems. Oh, now we might actually need something to do with AIDS viruses and new boosters, new immunity in regard to COVID and the shots. Interesting, because that's exactly what Fauci was doing, 20, 25 years ago. And if you remember the 80s and 90s, I remember you would see this all over the TV, right? It was all AIDS, everybody's going to have AIDS, everybody's going to die, just like the ozone hole. Oh, the ozone, we're all going to be cooked by 2015, everybody's cooked, right? Just like Inconvenient Truth. Oh, we're all going to be underwater. All of this is psychological warfare, social engineering, fear strategies. And it has nothing to do with what's true at all, none of it's true. All it has to do is getting you to comply. That's the only goal of any of that. Getting you to comply, and the compliance isn't really even necessarily about whether it's that's also a long-term goal. If you remember in lockstep, the compliance was about getting people to accept AI and automation. That's the longer-term goal of the compliance. Yes, there's the element of the initial rollout of all these stabbies and the boosters, The long-term goal is compliance into the technocratic world order. And in Klaus's book, in the last section of Fourth Industrial Revolution, he says that really the long-term goal is not just automation, but everything being tracked and traced and the changing of human biology. Now, again, this is my speculation. This is where I think the faux alien threat comes into play. And we don't know how they're going to use this, but they keep talking about it. It keeps popping up. You go back to the 1940s and 50s, the whole emergence of the alien UFO threat comes through science fiction writing. It comes through H.G. Wells. It comes through these books that the original crazy people who supposedly were abducted, Betty and Barney Hill, George Adamski, their stories are made up. In fact, it was exposed that their stories actually come from science fiction novels at the time. Go watch the documentary Mirage Men. It explains how a lot of the counterintelligence, basically the alien nonsense, is part of counterintelligence. They even interview the people who are involved in the counterintelligence operations to feed people nonsense and disinformation relating to aliens. That's a great documentary. And it doesn't get into the new agey sort of cult element to it. But if you know, of course, the CIA has a long history of studying and being involved in cults. And alien cults. And why might this be? What's the commonality that we might see between studying alien cults, studying fear, global fear, social engineering, and pandemics, a new religion to replace biblical Western religions, Christianity, etc.? Well, it all works perfectly into this model of the New World Order, bringing people into the technocracy, giving them a new religious mythology, which the Hudson Institute documents talk about from the 60s, that's more compatible with technocracy. In Isaac Asimov's book's foundation, Asimov, who was also hip to and in the inner circles of this technocratic New World Order plan, he has a front religion. That the foundation, which is this inner secret society of scientific elite, they know the true secrets what's really going on, which is really just implementation of a AI technocratic run government and tracking everybody through mass algorithms and so forth. But they have an outer religion that they've constructed that's a fake front for this technocratic core group. This is exactly what is coming. I'm telling you, this is the new narrative. This is what they're pumping. And I don't know when. I don't know. It might be 10 years. But most likely they're going to use an alien mythology, an alien lie. You can go back to George Adamski and see how, from the very beginning, Alan Dulles, head of the CIA, was actually threatening to sue anyone at the time who would question George Adamski's crazy story. Why would he do that? Because the CIA was behind this. They were involved in constructing this new mythology. It's the very perfect type of plan and strategy that the RAND Corporation themselves would cook up. How do we give people a new story, a new myth? Ooh, let's make it aliens, and the aliens are going to tell you, if you would only depop, just depopulate yourself, just go get the stabbies, just go get the brain chips, just enter into the metaverse, we will save you. That's literally what they tell people, right? This is the myth. This is the new story. It's obviously baloney. Don't fall for it. That's what I'm trying to tell you here. So when Klaus and the World Economic Forum and Gil Bates and all these people tell you that the space aliens are here, know that it's a lie.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights. And you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.